Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. We are back, and if you are listening today, you are possibly seeing a new picture for the podcast. So we did a little update, so no matter where you're listening, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, I don't know, there's lots of different ways to listen to us. Stitcher, I appreciate you no matter what platform you're using, but we got a new picture. I decided I wanted to change and I like this one, but if everyone says that they hate it and they like the old one more, I might change it back. We'll see. I think you guys like this one more too, or maybe you don't care at all, but I know I'm a creature of habit and I definitely notice when people change their photos on the podcast. So did a little change because you don't have to wait till January 1st to start your change, start a new resolution, whatever that may be, you can start it right now. So if you're new here, welcome to the podcast. You're just seeing this new picture for the first time with everyone else. So you probably don't care. Each week, KCB, my boyfriend, and I give our toasts and roasts, our highs and lows of the week, and then we get into either an interview, a deep dive into an interesting topic, sometimes personal development, all kinds of good stuff. This week, we took the Standout Strengths Assessment on marcusbuckingham.com, and I'll talk a little bit more about what that is, but this episode, we will be diving into that and seeing what our strengths are in leadership. So it's specifically geared toward leadership. It is a personality kind of quiz similar to the Myers-Briggs or the Enneagram or any of those kind of things, kind of like horoscope, but horoscope's different because that's just based on when you're born, not stuff that you're answering. But it was a really interesting test. I'm excited to get into it. And I really recommend it for other people to take. And it's really good for you to learn what your strengths are, specifically in the workplace, but it can be applied to anything in your life that is geared toward leadership. But we're going to get into toast and roast. So I've got KCB over here as usual, and but we're giving you full energy today, right?
All the energy in the world.
KCB, why don't you start us out with a toast? Because you told me you had more than one.
So we'll start out with, so I've been working on doing trim in my friend's house, and I finished that up and made me very happy to get a project done. That was a good toast.
It was so nice of you to do that. And it looks fine. I don't know. It's trim.
It's trim. Yeah.
Definitely not very exciting.
No, it wasn't too exciting, but I like doing that kind of stuff. It makes me happy. Especially when I finish it and it looks good.
It looks good. Yeah. What is your other toast? Because you said you had a couple.
My other toast was just being able to see my family and my little niece and nephews this past weekend. And actually rolls into my roast was,
oh, okay, was, we're just knocking them all out here,
knocking them all out, keep being efficient here. But that's just having to say goodbye to them. They live all the way in Montana and I miss them already.
Oh, so sweet. Tell the story about
which one.
It's not a lot of stories, but your little niece, she's 4 years old and she's obsessed with you.
She's my little buddy.
She's Uncle Casey. Uncle Casey. The whole time. Oh my goodness, she loved you so much.
Yeah, when I was saying goodbye, it's like I was like, "All right, Abby, I gotta go home." And she's like, "Okay," and gave me a hug. Like, bye. And then she came up to me again before I walked out the door and hugged my leg. And she's like, "I'll miss you, Uncle Casey." And then I'll miss you too. And she, okay, and ran back into the kitchen at my parents' house. And then I walked out the door right before I closed it. I just hear, "Uncle Casey, wait." And I swung the door back open, and she was running back over. She hugged my leg again. She said, "I love you, Uncle Casey." And she stood there just looking up at me. I'm like, "I love you too." And her mom, Ashley, she's just, she wants a kiss, Casey. I'm like, "Okay, I'll give her a kiss."
Oh, but she loves you so much. She's so cute. She was great. That was so fun.
That was a good
seeing
time.
Them. She loves Frozen just like me. And your mom put up a blow up Olaf for Christmas season, and it's just awesome to see them. And she's like lots of fun now, because before she's just little and, you know, a 4-year-old. This summer we took her fishing, and then now she's just like, "Come do this, come do that." And she actually remembers you and stuff. Yep. So that was a lot of fun. So I have a couple toasts, because we didn't really do toast and roast last week on the podcast. We just did like real quick. It was just a Thanksgiving themed quickie episode. So I'll do one like good toast and I'll do one superficial toast. So my good toast is that I did an escape room recently, and they're super good about getting everything all cleanly and stuff. So they have like a maximum of 5 people. And so Casey couldn't come, but I really enjoy this escape room that is in Gig Harbor, and they are really, really hard. We did one of these, you and I, Casey did, oh God, probably like 3 years ago when they first opened, and it was so hard, and it was just the two of us. What's the phrase? Word to the wise? Word from the wise? Word...
Don't, from the wise, I would assume.
Well, we're not wise. Don't do it with only 2 people, because it was so hard and we were like pathetic.
If you do it with 2 people, make sure you both know how to open up padlocks.
You're not very good at these escape rooms. You've only done one.
Yeah.
You need to do another one. But it was so fun, and it was really difficult though. And it was really funny, this one, because you have this money. They give you like an envelope full of like fake money, and then you like slide it through the door if you want a hint. And so my brother was there, and he's like, "Okay, I'll do it again." And we're like, "No, stop. Give us like a second to figure it out." He's like, "We're not gonna figure it out. Give him some more money." Like, no. Like 3 times in a row, he like gave us the same hint. He's like, the pool. And we're like, "I don't know." Oh my God, it was so hard, but so fun. We did not complete it, but I want to go back. And like, they'll give you the option, like, do you want to know how you could finish or how you could not, like, do you not want to know so you could come back and try again? And my mom was like, "Yeah, just tell us." And then they told us, and there was no way in hell we were going to get it. Like, it was so, it was way, way too hard, but it was really fun. And my superficial toast is that there's a new series of the Real Housewives franchise out, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and it is amazing. It's so good. I don't watch all the Real Housewives. The only one I ever really got into was New Jersey, and that was the best like ever, and nobody agrees with me on this, so whatever. If anyone does agree with me on this, let me know, because I think New Jersey was the best franchise, but this Salt Lake City is the best yet, and it's only like 4 episodes in, but I love all the women. They're so interesting. Some of them are part of the Mormon church and some are not, and I love Utah. I love the snow. I love Mormons. I love learning about like all their dynamics, and it's just amazing. So highly recommend, if you are into trash TV, this is some of the best. And then speaking of kind of trash, my roast is that I'm reading a book right now, and I'm 60% of the way through, and it started out really good, and it sucks now. And I cannot not finish it, because it's a pretty easy read, but it's still kind of a lot of pages left to go. And I know I'm wasting my time on it, but I'm one of those people who I'm like, I can't just leave it here. I'll stop reading if I'm like one or two chapters in, but I'm more than halfway through now, and so I'm stuck. But it's called The United States of Anxiety by Jen Lancaster, and she is just has become extremely annoying. It's not characters in this, it's a nonfiction, it's a memoir, and she's just so annoying. And just wanted to say that is kind of like a little bit of a teaser for the end of year book wrap up. So each year I have been doing a mid-year book wrap up. So at the 6 months mark, I go through just a really, really short recap of the different books I've read and kind of saying if this book would be good for you, if you enjoyed this genre or anything like that, kind of my favorites, least favorites. So I will be doing one of those at the end of 2020. And I really enjoy the book ones, but some of you guys don't, so whatever. So that is Toast and Roast. You got anything else to add?
Oh, not that I can think of.
I hope you're more talkative when we talk about our strengths.
I'll try to be.
So each week we're doing Toast, Roast, and I've been doing a podcast recommendation, and I know I keep recommending this podcast, like I just keep doing it, but Theo Vaughn just keeps bringing great guests to the podcast over and over. So I just have to keep recommending his podcast episodes. The one I'm recommending this week, his podcast is called This Past Weekend. And recently he had country singer Morgan Wallen on. And that was really interesting for me because I love Morgan Wallen. And he also had some of his bandmates on. And it was just interesting hearing the perspective of somebody who was really kind of just not big in country music to being one of the top people right now, and it happening so fast, and how they write songs together, and how quickly some, you know, top the charts, and then some take years to kind of be from being written to being on the charts. It just was really interesting, entertaining, funny, all the things. So that was a good one. So that concludes Toast, Roast, and Podcast Recommendations. And then we are going to be back talking about our standout strengths. And I'll kind of quickly go over the different ones that there are. And the link for the assessment will be in the show notes, so all of you can find out what you are as well. So we'll be back. It's the holiday season. So whoop-dee-doo and dickory-dock, and don't forget to do your shopping because it's almost Christmas time. Okay, friends, if you know me, I am big on shopping small. And one of my favorite small businesses, I actually got the privilege of chatting with AJ Maxfield of The Durr Company. The Durr Company makes hats for babies, toddlers, little kids, and they also have a great mission of spreading kindness and accepting differences and celebrating differences. And they are just amazing. The Fly Kind mission, I just love her. You all need to go back and listen to the episode with AJ Maxfield and listen to the whole mission of Durr. But you also need to do some shopping at Durr for the little ones because hats are a wonderful gift. I'll give you a couple reasons why. They're functional. They're fun. They're not a toy that's going to get stuck on the floor, not put in the toy box, and somebody steps on and hurts their foot in the middle of the night. And like I said, Durr spreads a message of kindness. And if you see another kid wearing a Durr hat, you guys know you're in the cool kids club. So use my code PishPoshPod, PISHPOSHPOD. And all the information is going to be in the show notes. Use the link, use the code, get a discount, and spread kindness. And shop small. But I know some of you guys will still have to do some shopping at the big box stores. And this year, more than ever, we're going to be doing that shopping online. And if you're doing shopping online at the big box stores, you need to be using Rakuten. Rakuten. I'm doing a lot of spelling right now. This will also be in the show notes. And I just really want to share this with you guys because I used it. I got almost $20 back on my Christmas tree. And there's so many good things that you can get discounts on using Rakuten. And if you know me, you also know I love saving money. So there's a couple great things here. One, I encourage you to shop small, but when you have to use those big box stores, there's often coupon codes and cash back opportunities that you need to take advantage of because they're there. They're yours for the taking. So use Rakuten, use the link in the show notes, and save some money this holiday season and really try to shop small first, then shop big and save money, and have a happy holiday season. And we're back. We are back to talk about the standout strengths assessment that we took. I always say personality quiz, but this is technically called an assessment. I guess I don't want to say a quiz because you can't get answers wrong or right. But what I thought was really interesting about taking this quiz, test, assessment, whatever you want to call it, is that it had you answer questions and you only had 15 seconds to answer. So it is kind of a gut reaction and they were all very situational. What did you think about the questions, Casey?
I mean, I've taken a few of these quizzes before and the questions were a lot more, it's work related, like more of a business setting.
Yes. So the standout assessment measures personal strengths to identify the assessment taker's competitive advantage in the workplace. So this is supposed to help you hone in on your strengths and keep those at the top of your mind in the workplace. And also can kind of show you some places where you might be a little bit weaker, but they don't really talk about that. I thought the questions were pretty good. I liked that it was a quick response like that, but some of them I thought they needed a little bit more context. It was like, if somebody stole your idea in a meeting and took credit for it, what would you do? And all of them said, confront the person during the meeting, confront the person after the meeting, talk to your boss, or talk to your coworkers, friend, like your other coworkers to see why that might have happened. And it's like,
try to understand the other person's point of view.
Yeah. And then it was like, what if somebody just doesn't do any of those? Like, because there are people who would just keep it to themselves, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't me, but I know that is. So some of the questions made me think of that. And I found myself with a lot of these questions. It was like, coworker A and coworker B are doing this. What do you do? And, or your family member does this and this, like I had to literally, to make the decision that quickly, I had to put people I know in my mind when I was making that decision. So I was like, oh, my coworker, John, does this. And then did you see yourself doing that?
Yeah, kind of just trying to relate it to stuff that's happened
like
to me
real
personally.
Life.
Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, that was like when this happened. Mm-hmm. What did I do? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because I don't want it to be hypothetical. And when it's such a quick answer span, I think it makes you put it more realistic because some of the quizzes that give you unlimited time, you'll kind of put your answers toward what you want it to be or more aspirational. Like you see it too with like stupid quizzes or personality things like Harry Potter, you're like, oh, I want to say this one because then I'll be a Gryffindor, or I want to say this one because if I'm doing like Disney characters, because Elsa's my favorite princess and I want to be like her, like, you know, stuff like that. But this is more serious. Obviously, it's geared towards work, but I really enjoyed it. I felt like the information that they gave after taking the assessment was so valuable. I wanted to talk about on the podcast because it's not just, this is who you are, go figure it out. It's not something like Harry Potter house or what Disney character are you, or even the Enneagram. There's so much information on the Enneagram, but you kind of have to find it yourself. And I think something that's interesting to say is we didn't really see that you, Casey, identified with any of the Enneagrams.
No.
When we did that test. I definitely do. And Myers-Briggs is just so complicated. I really believe in that one as well, but it's just pretty dry doing that. And a lot of people don't even, it's not as fun. and it's a lot of the information out there about whatever your Myers-Briggs personality is very dry, and this is just really easy to digest information that helps you recognize traits in yourself.
Yeah, I feel like with the Enneagram, going back on that, that one's like really open to interpretation to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, you can look, because you, like you said, you have to look up what it means. You don't really get anything out of it. And you get six different sources saying different things, and you're like, oh yeah, that's kind of like what it is.
Yeah.
That's how I felt, at least.
Yeah. And there's lots of good information out there about the Enneagram, and there's definitely people who are like, oh, that's totally me. I'm totally a number one. I'm a perfectionist. This is how I operate my entire life. But most people are kind of a mix of more than one, but we'll see ourselves as, oh yeah, that's me. So anyways, let's get back into this one. Like I said, I'll say this one more time. The assessment measures personal strengths to identify the assessment taker's competitive advantage in the workplace. And then I wanted to read what the 9 different standout roles are. I found this interesting that there are 9 standout roles and there are 9 Enneagram types, but these are not exactly, I don't think any of them are exact matches between the two. So I'll just read through what these are. The interesting thing with this as well is they didn't give you this information prior, so you're definitely not trying to be one or the other. So there is the advisor. Advisors are practical, concrete thinkers who are at their most powerful when reacting to and solving other people's problems. A connector. Connectors are catalysts. Their power lies in their craving to put two things together to make something bigger than it is now. The creator. Creators make sense of the world, pulling it apart, seeing it better, and creating it. Equalizers. Equalizers are level-headed people whose power comes from keeping the world in balance ethically and practically. Influencer. Influencers engage people directly and convince them to act. Their power is in persuasion. Pioneer. Pioneers see the world as a friendly place where, around every corner, good things will happen. Their distinctive power starts with their optimism in the face of uncertainty. Provider. Providers sense other people's feelings, and they feel compelled to recognize these feelings, give them a voice, and act on them. Stimulator. Stimulators are the hosts of others' emotions. They feel responsible for them, for turning them around, and for elevating them. And teacher. Teachers are thrilled by the potential they see in each person. Their power comes from learning how to unleash it. So those are the 9 types. And once you get your results, you are kind of defined as the top 2. So, and it'll show you actually your kind of percentages for each of them. So it's a bar graph. So it'll like your top 2 have the largest bars, and then the rest will go in sync from there. And I think it's interesting because me and my coworkers did this quiz. My boss actually suggested it. And some people were like really low on certain bars, and some people were kind of even throughout, but then had one low one. That's interesting to see if you're really leaning towards one side or the other. So I found out that I am an advisor and influencer. Those are my top 2. And
I was a provider and advisor.
So I knew that we were going to get one of these the same. Because I think the reason that our relationship works is because we think the same about work. And we're both obsessed with work. So like that's like the biggest thing in our lives is like working or working on something or creating something. And the way that we act at work is like exactly the same. And it's really interesting that like Casey kind of leads a team, directs people operationally in his work. And then I also try to make things better operationally at my work. And we're always trying to be like, this is the easiest way to do this. This is the most efficient way. We want to do things the most efficient way. And like, we're always trying to find the most efficient way to do things at work. So I just felt like we're definitely going to get one the same. And that's why we're both advisors. I have the influencer. So I guess that's a little bit more persuasion. And we'll get into these. So it'll give you your bar graph. That's what it tells you, kind of your top two. And it'll give you a long definition. And then what I really enjoyed about this was it gave you things that said you at your most powerful. So some of these, it's kind of like a two sentence or one sentence little thing that's like, this is when you're in your lane. Like, this is when you're like, oh, this is good. Did you find any of those that you wanted to share that were like, oh, this is 100% me?
I'll double check through them. I remember last night when I was reading through those, I came across a couple.
So one, one of the ones that I was definitely like, oh, that's me, is that you like being seen as an expert. You like being needed in this way. When people say to you, you have such great insight, you give me such a useful perspective on my situation. That is the highest of praise, which I think really goes along with being a number three. It's like just liking recognition. And that's something I really enjoy. And no matter what, like I'll try and say, oh no, I don't care if somebody recognizes that, but I really do, like deep down, I definitely do. So that was one for me on the advisor side that I felt was like, oh, yep, that's me.
These are all very long sentences on this one. I do like this one. It says, you are the grease. Everything speeds up around you. Why? Because trust is an accelerant.
Ooh, that's definitely you.
Yep.
That's definitely you. Okay. And that was on the advisor
one? That was on the provider one.
Oh, on the provider.
Yeah.
So another one on the influencer side that was totally me. I got to find it now. Like I said, it gives you so much good information. And some of them are like, it's so good. this one, you can be very direct. You feel strongly that problems are solved only when they are confronted head on. You are not interested in dancing around a subject. Instead, you use conflict as your preferred method of resolution, which I don't know if I go to conflict, but I definitely hate that. It's like, well, we could do this, or we could do this, or we could do this, or we could do this. I'm like, okay, if we don't make a decision, I'm going to lose my mind. So that's me. So it'll give you, for both of your roles, you at your most powerful. Do you have any other ones that you wanted to share?
I like this one too. It says, you are never stumped. You always think you have a solution, a way forward. Other people are drawn to you because in you they see someone who is supremely capable.
Ooh, yep, that's you. You're never stuck.
Never stumped.
We'll figure it out. You need to enunciate a little bit.
I'm sorry, I'm trying.
And then it will tell you how you can combine your roles. So kind of using both of those strengths, which is very different than any other one of these kind of quizzes I've taken, because most of them say, oh, we're putting you in this box. You're a number three. You're a Hufflepuff. You're a INTJ. But this is like, you are these two things and bring them together. This is what you're good at in the workplace. And then it says phrases to describe yourself. And this was the part where I was like, this was my favorite part, I think, because I was like, oh, this is me. This is me. This is me. It was like over and over again. this one was the advisor, which I think is both of us to a T. People say I have a lot of common sense. They come to me whenever they want advice on the best thing to do. I'm actually going to read all, there's only four of these, so I'm going to read all of them because it applies to both of us. I'm at my best when pulling apart complex problems and figuring out what's actually going on. I don't know if I'm the best at that.
I'm good at that.
I think you are, for sure.
Very good at that.
I love helping people sort through what's confusing them to get to the best course of action. Yes, let's make this more efficient.
Yeah.
Let's trim the fat. And then I'm a very practical thinker. 100%, 100%, 100%. The most important thing for me is to always ask, what is really going to work?
Yeah, it's like, exactly.
That's one of those things. If you can tell, like a pet peeve of mine is like, let's just throw out 10,000 ideas and see what works. Like, no, we know. We already know what works and what doesn't work. So let's cut that list in half and then cut in half again and cut in half again.
Let's put some glue on the wall, fill a bucket full of ideas and throw it at it, see which ones stick.
No, we don't like that. do you have your other ones? Okay, so yeah. I'm going to read my other ones. Let's go back and forth.
Okay,
so I will read one that describes me at this part, and then Casey will read one that describes him. And so, and we'll kind of, if we want to talk about it, we can. But this is on the influencer side. I found that I'm more decisive than most people and more impatient. I like to move fast. And it's very interesting because I do see that. I see myself being very patient outside of work. And, you know, certain people might disagree with that, but I think I'm pretty patient, but maybe not. But in work, I am kind of impatient. Like, I'm like, let's go, let's get it moving. So I'm kind of a influencer in that way. Let's see how we can make it move a little quicker.
Just come on, hurry it up. Pitter patter.
Pitter patter, let's get at her.
That's right. All right, I'm up.
And this is on your provider side?
Provider side. Mm-hmm. I can pick up on other people's feelings, whether they're customers or colleagues.
Do you feel that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it sounds pretty right. When I read that the first time, I was like, can other people not pick up when people are like pissed off or bummed out? Or
yeah, I feel like everyone kind of gets that, but yeah, maybe you do it better than others.
I don't know.
I'm at my best when I'm challenged to persuade someone to do something they didn't necessarily intend to do. I don't know about that. I'd like to think I'm good at that, but I'm not sure if I'm trying to think of situations in the workplace where I've had to persuade somebody into doing something that they didn't want to do. But I do like to like back up my own ideas or a system that I'm like, this is what we're doing. This is why it's good. So maybe that's how that applies to me.
All right. People seem to trust me quickly. Why? Because I don't judge them. I find it really easy to see things from their perspective.
100%.
Yeah.
I totally think that's you. A lot of yours kind of goes around trust, which I think you're a very like trusting person and people trust you very quickly.
Yeah. It's like I tell the people at work, I tell the newcomers at work, I'll trust them until they give me a reason not to.
There you go. Next one for me is I initiate a lot. I'm always telling my colleagues what they should do. I suppose sometimes I might push too much, but we always get a lot done. That is me. Literally this week, something was assigned to somebody else, and I was like, we really don't have a ton to do right now. And I said, you know, if I were you, I would get that. I would do that today because just in case something else comes up. He's like, yeah, I was thinking of doing it today. So I think maybe that's, I know that's something I need to work on, but I just cannot. I'm like, maybe you should do this today. What's your next one?
When it comes to finding solutions, I find I'm best at the brainstorming stage when people need to feel okay sharing all the ideas they have. I don't know about that one.
That kind of goes against the advisor role.
Yeah. No, it's... Yeah, when I'm trying to figure something out, I get it figured out by myself, usually.
But you are very patient with, I would say, certain people.
Yeah.
At your work who give you a lot of different tasks to do.
That's true.
So this last one for me is, like, this was the one that made me go, oh, this test is legit. This knows me. It knows my soul. And so it says, I hate playing politics. I'm a very upfront person and don't function well in a world with a lot of backroom action. That's 100% me. That's the thing I get extremely frustrated with. And I understand sometimes these things need to happen. But I know, like with one of my previous bosses, I'd be like, Can you just seriously just tell me the truth? Like, don't sugarcoat these things for me. I just need to know what you're trying to say. Like,
just give me the damn answers.
Like, and if you don't know, I don't care. Or like, tell me the real reason why we're doing this. That's something I do a lot. Like, oh, because it's good for this or it's good for that. Like, oh, tell me why. That helps me function better. And I hate backroom politics, especially in the workplace. So that's definitely me.
All right.
And your last one.
My last one. I tend to be able to remember things about people, birthdays, favorite foods, names of the kids. It makes them feel special. And I am pretty good at that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's usually like somebody will come in for the first time and into my work for the first time in a long time. I'll be like, hey, how you doing, man? You back for some more of that same stuff you got last time? And I'll just like go through it. And be like, oh, Casey, you're the man. So
I love that.
I mean,
I think this is also a reason I don't know if this is getting too deep, but I feel like this is another thing where it's like, oh, this is totally us, because I am a little better at like making decisions and like influencing decisions in like our household or like in our relationship or like whatever we're doing. Like, you know what, this is what we're doing. And that's like, not you. You're not very decision oriented, I would say, but you are more like provider. You're like, we're gonna do this because this is a good idea, and like providing and remembering things and taking care of things on the back end sometimes. I see it.
That's what I do.
Do you see that?
Yeah, I see.
Or do you
think
I'm crazy?
Well, I mean, I already thought you were crazy, but you know.
So, and then the last thing, I don't think we're going to go through, but I wanted to read out kind of the last thing that this quiz, like I said, it's not a quiz, but this thing gives you. And that is, it shows both of your roles side by side, and it tells you a couple things for each of these categories. So how to make an immediate impact. So things you could do in your workplace or in your regular habits at work right now that can make things a little bit better. How to take your performance to the next level. What to watch out for. So these are things that you might like come across as a know-it-all, or you might kind of do this sometimes. So you're annoying your coworkers, or you might be kind of falling short in this area. So I think that is really good. And then how to win as a leader and how to win as a manager. Oh, there's two more. How to win in client services and how to win in sales. So it gives you side by side both of your roles, and it tells you some of your kind of strengths that you can take in each of those categories. So I thought this was really interesting. I really enjoyed this one. Once again, it was on Marcus Buckingham's website. He has studied, I looked up like what he does, and he's an author, and it said he studied excellence for 2 decades. So I don't really know what that means, but I really enjoyed this quiz, and I really enjoy taking these quizzes all the time, no matter what they kind of are. I love personality stuff, diving deep into that. And I thought that was interesting to kind of recognize some of the stuff that we could increase and kind of recognize our own strengths and also see what we can work on. So it was really interesting to me when me and my coworkers did it, because there was a couple of categories that none of us fit. And I don't think that you need like somebody from each category on your team, but I think it's just really interesting to see what other people on your team are and recognize, oh, this is something they're really good at. They think like this when we're processing this kind of situation, and this person thinks this way when we're processing this sort of information. And you know, you don't have to remember it all the time, but I think it's fun and good to know. Can you imagine if some of your coworkers did this?
I was just thinking about that, and I don't know how that would go.
I think it would be really interesting, but it's a little different because, I mean, obviously it's a lot different. Your guys do a lot more. You do a lot of thinking. You do a lot of manual labor, but it's also deductive reasoning, critical thinking, decision-making, that kind of stuff, even though it doesn't seem like it right away. Whereas mine is more kind of office-based, and it's more analytical. But it's, I think it's good for any workplace just to do just for fun. And like I said, it's really quick. It's free. You do have to sign up for it. You get an email, but I haven't gotten any spam from them or anything yet. So if you guys get spam, I'm sorry, but I haven't gotten any yet.
I think there's just a box that you have to uncheck and you won't get any emails.
Yeah. So do you have any final thoughts on this one?
I really liked it. My favorite thing on the page that I saw, though, that I thought fit me to the T, was the second page. And it's the greatest value to the team and your ability to bring good judgment to a constant flow of requests. That's
your job to a T.
I do every day, and I do it pretty dang good.
And that is the combination of the two. Mine, is that like your first sentence on that one?
Yeah, you have mine up though.
Oh. That's why. I'm trying to see what mine is because we're so close but so different. Mine is, you are a driver. People trust your expertise and your intuition, so they will move quickly under your guidance. Which, I love that. I like, oh God, this. And the funny thing I wanted to say on this one too, I forgot to highlight it. The first no is a primer for you. It just means you haven't figured out the right pitch yet. And that really goes with the episode I did a couple weeks ago called No is a Starting Point. So keeping going, and also goes with kind of last week's episode of resilience. So obviously this is just a theme. It was meant to be for me to take this, and it was fun recognizing kind of some strengths because it's hard to recognize our own strengths sometimes. And I know with me and my group of coworkers, especially lately, all working apart, we don't kind of acknowledge what we're good at. We're just kind of doing stuff that we're not used to doing in a way that we're not used to doing it, but we do have some really good strengths that we can bring to the table once things are back to normal or in this time of crisis, but you know, we'll see. Alrighty, so I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and if you're interested, I'll say it for the last time, the link to the quiz will be in the show notes because it's not really easy to find it because it's on Marcus Buckingham's website. It's not kind of, if you search Standout, it's kind of hard to find it, but I thought it was really fun to do, and it is a great time to learn more about yourself before the end of the year, going into a new year, prepared to be the best you can be in the workplace. So hope you enjoyed this topic. If you want more of these kind of personality assessments and workplace assessments, or if you have ones that you really like, definitely send them to me. We could do more episodes like this. If you thought this was extremely boring, I'm sorry, but you made it to the end, so it wasn't that boring. So and if you like the new podcast picture, DM me at PishPoshPod on Instagram and let me know that you like it so I don't feel bad. It's I like it more. It's more fun. And, you know, new year, new me. But my double chin is out and about, but I'm just embracing myself and trying to be happy with me, how I look. So if you guys like this episode, as always, take a screenshot of you listening, share it on social media, tag us at PishPoshPod, and also, you know, we're getting into the end of the year. If you give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, that really means the world, moves up the charts a little bit, and also helps new people find the podcast. So share it with your friends, share it with your family, and we got some good stuff coming up for the end of the year. We'll do another end of year wrap up with the best movies, TV shows, music, books, all the things that we consumed through this past crazy year. Highs and lows, epic toasts, epic roasts for sure for 2020. So as always, hope you guys have a great week and party on. Thank you for listening to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. You can listen to the podcast and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, listen on Spotify and wherever podcasts are found, and follow the pod on Instagram at PishPoshPod to stay up to date on all of our great content. Check it out!